You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Monday, November 13th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Herger, and joining me today is Elizabeth Boucher of United Way. And Elizabeth, how are you doing on this Monday?
I'm well. Thank you for forgiving me for being a little disorganized and doing it over the phone.
That's okay. We're still able to make it work. It's been a pretty busy month since we've last talked. So let's recap. What have you guys been doing in the last month? There have been a couple of great events.
There has. We really, this was kind of our busiest. It's all busy, but this October, November is when we really get into the swing of our full campaign. We had our cook-off, the soup and chili cook-off, which was the kickoff to our full campaign. That was last month at the school. As always, a wonderful turnout. We always try to do it at during a home volleyball game to kind of maximize our participants. And it's just a really fun event. It's a favorite. Again, we probably had a good 300 people there eating dinner together that night. So, as always, a good time was had by all, and good food was eaten, and we had a great time that night.
Yeah, I was there for the volleyball match and was able to see all the people that showed up, and it was an incredible turnout. The commons were packed, and everyone was having a great time, and it's one of those events that I know a lot of people look forward to.
It is. It's a tradition. It's such a fun, you know. One of my favorite things is just getting people together to eat food. it's just a very kind of cozy event, and it's just a nice one. It's one of my favorites. So right after that, we swung into the workplace packet campaign. So many, many businesses throughout town have seen those yellow packets, which we're also in the process of now bringing back to the office. That's our bread and butter. That workplace campaign, the donations from employees of the various businesses, that is what gets us really moving. That's what gets what gets the money into our account so that we can write those checks for our agencies every year. So that is going on. And then coming up this week is our the Taste of the Holidays event from Hugo's, which is really fun. That's another one where it's people just come together and eat food. A person's way to their heart is through their stomach, and we figured that one out. And that one's really fun. It's 3 to 6 p.m. this Thursday at Hugo's. And basically you come in and you buy a little ceramic holiday plate for $5. And then you take your plate and you wander through all of the departments at Hugo's and kind of try out some specialty items, some featured items for the holidays. If you haven't thought about it, you can kind of get some ideas as to what you're going to serve at your holiday events this year. All kind of compliments, kind of like a cocktail party at the Hugo store without the booze.
Sounds like a really fun event. How long has this been going on for?
I know this is our second year in a row of us helping out with that one. I think they've been doing it for quite a few years. I don't know the exact number, but it's another one of those that, that's coming up again this year. So it's become kind of a tradition, and you don't have to cook dinner on Thursday night because you can just go and eat your way through Hugo's.
What is the purpose of an event like this?
This one, again, it's for Hugo's to kind of show you what their seasonal offerings are this year. And it's a really, it's a nice fundraiser. Hugo's does it. They do it through their entire chain. So all of their stores, I think it's not all on Thursday night. I want to say each store, it's this week, but I think a couple of them are each night this week. So you could potentially, eat your way through all of the Hugo's all week long.
Wow, that's really interesting. Do you know what some of the food is that they will be serving?
I don't. I never know until I get there to know. There will be the deli, bakery, the meat department features things. Really, you just wander your way through the store. So they always have, their Christmas cookies. There's usually, I think there's hot cider every year. So up toward the front, you can get a cup of hot cider while you wander your way through. So it's, I don't know exactly what they are, but I know there's offerings in just about every department.
And again, this is going to be at the Hugo's in Crookston on Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m. And you said, is it $5 mm-hmm. per plate?
Yep. And you get to take the plate home. Last year, I think there were like four different plates you could choose from. And they're just a nice little ceramic, luncheon snack plate, I guess. And yeah, super cute. And I think I kept one of the gnome ones from last year, so I have a gnome plate here at home.
Oh, that's really neat.
They're really cute.
Yeah, that sounds like another wonderful event that you guys are a part of.
Yeah, and this one is so nice because Hugo's invited us. So some of our board members will be there to hand out food and visit with you about the United Way, if you are so inclined, and we'll tell you again who we are and what we do and why it's important. This is also this time of year is when I go into I get invited to some of the employers in town and talk to their employees about what the United Way is and why we're asking you for money and, who we are and who we help and what we do. And so it's a very busy, but it's really fun. I actually am one of those weirdos who enjoys public speaking. So, I like going out and talking to people and telling them, what we do and why we're here and why they should support us.
Especially because you guys do so much that is so great to give back to the community.
It is. 21 agencies last year, we were able to fund them for their full requested amount, which is really, really nice to be able to say, yes, 100%, you guys get exactly what you're asking for from us. Last year, we were in the wonderful position of having extra money. So we were able to call our agencies and say, what's on your wish list? What is something that you've been putting off? What's something that you didn't think you'd be able to afford because there was no budget for it? Tell us, because our donors were so generous that last year that we were able to do like six or seven agencies, kind of got their wish list items fulfilled. So it was really fun. That was like the best meeting ever, was to be able to sit down and go, hey, guess what? We have extra money and we get to do a little bit of extra good this year.
How often does that happen?
Not very. Usually we are, coming in and just making our goal. And that year was, some of it was left over. There were extra COVID funds available. And so that was in our gives in our budget. And people were they were particularly generous. So this was actually from our fundraising in 2021. We distribute that money during 2022. So the money raised in 2022 goes into our 2023 allocations. It's all kind of one year. So there was just a little bit of extra money. We got a couple of extra grants that year, but it was just great because it was $17,000 extra dollars that went into our community. And we were able to say, yes to everything that was asked of us that year. So it was pretty exciting.
And it's a testament to how generous this community is.
Crookston has actively supported the United Way in Crookston for 41 years now.
Wow. 1982
was our first fundraising campaign. So this is our 41st campaign. And I think people in Crookston now know we're everywhere. We help, in every corner of Crookston. Our agencies are there for food insecurity. We kind of boiled it down this year to really talk about, the basics, food, clothing, and shelter. Once you get that squared away, once you are no longer worrying about food, clothing, and shelter, you've got somewhere to sleep, you've got food to eat, you've got clothes on your back, everything else is a lot less overwhelming. You can handle the other things that crop up if you've got that squared away. And that's what a lot of our agencies focus on. We have the food shelf, we have the Care and Share Center, By extension there, we have the Hope Center. We have Meals on Wheels. We have home-delivered meals. We help fund the North Country Food Bank, which supplies the food shelves in the area. We help with mental health issues, with hospice care. I mean, there's just, everybody knows somebody who has been helped by one of the agencies we fund. And that's kind of what it boils down to, is literally everybody in town is touched by one of our agencies.
That just goes to show how wonderful the United Way is, and just all the things that you guys do. What is the website that people can go to?
It is UnitedWayOfCrookston.org, or find us on Facebook, and there's the link to our website is there on our Facebook page. Right now, our Facebook page is, as you scroll through, is full of auction items, because that's coming up here the first week of December. So we are actively collecting auction items now, too, and that's another one of our bigger fundraisers. And it's a fun one. For the last couple of weeks of November, my office tends to look like a very fancy garage sale because I have all this cool stuff on tables all over the office. and again, this is another, just look at how generous Crookston is. You know, Crookston's small, and so we know we end up hitting everybody, you know, a couple times a year. And especially our business community, I have to give a humongous shout out to them, because our restaurants, almost every restaurant in town participates in our Dine Out Week. But they also come forward when we have the auction, and they give us, you know, gift certificates, or the Crookston Inn gave us a whole pile of their Scobies merch. The Shanty and Icy Mugs usually chip in, and we put together a wine basket from their liquor stores. We hit everybody a couple of times, and they always step up. So the Crookston business community, as well as our community, are just so incredibly supportive of us. And, you know, there's thank you just doesn't cover it, but thank you. because they really do. They step up, you know, every time we ask with if it's volunteering, if it's showing up, if it's entering into the cook-off, if it's, you know, a monetary donation. And so many of those businesses are also cash donors. They donate, a lot of them match their employees' contributions. A lot of them just join on or send us money on behalf of their employees, so they just write us a check from the business. It's just wonderful to see how incredibly quickly everybody says yes to us.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that there's no hesitation, it sounds like.
No, I don't have to do a lot of convincing. It's just a matter of kind of going down a list and making the phone call, sending the email, or stopping in and, you know, letting them know, hey, it's that time of the year. You know, they probably get sick of me, but they never let it show.
Are there other ways that people can get involved with United Way? Let's say that somebody isn't able to make it out to Hugo's on Thursday. Can people get involved in other ways?
Well, you can always, you know, donate via our website. There's a little button you can click at the top of their website. We don't, you know, we do volunteer events from time to time. We do, during the summer, we volunteer for Eat United. We also volunteer in October for home-delivered meals. We're working on kind of building more opportunities for just volunteer opportunities. And because we're a small board, and because, you know, it's very hard to get people. People are so overstretched these days that finding, you know, bodies for events is harder and harder. So, you know, we're kind of carefully growing our volunteer opportunities. So, you know, best way is just when we're out at an event, come and see us and visit with us and spread the word and spread the information. You know, the 211 system, that's a very, very big one that we're pushing right now. 211 is a nationwide kind of resource clearinghouse. If you find yourself, you know, stranded in Crookston, Minnesota, you're not from here, you don't have any friends here, and you don't know what's available, You can call 211 and tell them where you are, and they will put you in touch with all of the local resources for you. If you have fled an abuser situation and you end up, you know, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, because that's as far as your money took you, you can call and tell them you're in Sioux Falls, and they will help you find what you need to get on your feet. Everything from mental health resources to housing to food to heat to you name it. You just call 211 and tell them where you are and what you need, and they will be able to put you in contact with the right. It's particularly helpful for someone who's in an abuser situation because your abuser is going to check your Google search history. They're going to look at what you've been looking for. This way you don't have to do that. You can just call 211 and they will help you through this. They will help you find what you need to get out of a situation that isn't good, whether it's you don't know where your next meal is coming from or you don't know where you're going to sleep tonight. 211 can help you. And they're not going to put you in touch with somewhere, you know, 400 miles away because you need help where you're at. And that's what they focus on is where are you and what can we do to help you right where you are. So 211 it's super important. It is nationwide and it's free. There's no charges for the service. And you just call and say, I need help. And they'll ask you a little bit about what you're looking for and they'll get you in touch. So it's a hugely important service and one that I'm very proud to be affiliated with.
And for more information on 211, you can head to unitedwayofcrookston.org. There is a tab that you can click to get more information on the 211 program, which is a phenomenal program.
It's amazing.
You are going to be coming on in a couple of weeks to talk about the holiday auction. So just a little teaser for what's to come here in the next couple of weeks.
A little. We are currently actively taking donations. If you are interested, if you are an artist, we would love to feature that. We are taking those donations. Again, you can get us at either via Facebook Messenger. You can email me at exec@unitedwayofcrookston.org. You can call the office, which is 218-281-1715. Or if you have a basket you want to put together, we had a lovely woman come in last year, the year before, and she had assembled like an art basket for kids. So there were colored pencils and there were drawing pads and there were all this wonderful stuff that she had just gone out and assembled this great basket together and donated that. Businesses, I think American Federal Bank, last year, the year before, did a family game night basket where they went out and bought a bunch of card games and board games and snacks and treats and put all that into a basket. Bradner Printing has wonderfully donated a really nice office chair last couple of years. We have, again, wine donations usually from the local liquor stores. And so we put together like wine and cheese baskets. And so it's really anything. Or if you don't know what to buy, you can donate money to us and then we'll go out and buy an item on your behalf. We have people donating experience. Longton Agency and Oliver's Outfitters are donating a canoe excursion on the river, obviously for next summer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you have a day trip on the river, which super cool. Crookston Parks and Rec have donated a rental of the CSC. So you get the ice to yourself or to you and a friend or for a really romantic date or for a cool party. The Grand Theater and Keller Williams Real Estate donate a rental of the movie theater and snacks to go along with it. So you can get a super creative and let us know. And those items will all go up on the auction. And again, the other thing to know about the United Way is that we are 100% local. Our board members are locals. I'm a local. We keep our overhead as low as humanly possible because we want the money to go to the agencies where they do good. We don't send it off somewhere and hope we get some money back. It stays here. And that's really special because a lot of, you know, bigger known agencies or fundraising organizations will send off a whole lot of money off to somewhere else and only get a slice of it back. We keep it here because it's raised here. You guys want your money to help here. And so we don't send it away. We keep it right here in Crookston, and we help the Crookston community.
Well, Elizabeth, thank you very much for coming on today's Valley Talk. I look forward to hearing more about the auction in a couple of weeks. You'll be on November 27th for Valley Talk, so make sure that you are listening out for that. And again, Hugo's Taste of the Holidays coming up on Thursday, November 16th from 3 to 6 p.m., $5 a plate. And anything else to recap about that event coming up on Thursday?
No, it's super fun. There's plenty of good food. And, you know, again, thank you to Hugo's for deeming us the beneficiary of this fundraiser, because it's a good one. It's super fun, and we love working with our local businesses.
Well, Elizabeth, thank you very much for coming on, and I look forward to speaking with you in a couple of weeks.
You bet. We'll see you right after Thanksgiving.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you soon.
You bet. You have a good day.
You too. So that was Elizabeth Boucher from United Way on today's Valley Talk.